Hi there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. On today's show, we are going to be continuing our discussion on early exercise. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Well, back with me again this week is Marty Kearney of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Welcome back, Marty.
Hi, Joe. Glad to be here again.
Thanks for coming back. And also back with us this week is Jeff Huddleston. Thanks, Jeff.
It's good to be back, Joe. Before we go on, what I kind of wanted to state was in your reading the disclaimer, you mentioned a disclosure document, and working in the call center, I just kind of want to tell people that a good percentage of our phone calls that we handle could be answered by people reading that document. It's really an important document, maybe kind of dry, but you should take it serious before you begin to trade options.
Well, that's a very good point. And that is a dry document. You're right. But, there's a lot in it that, especially for the new investor, it's worth them taking a good look at it.
And, they do update that, Joe, every year. So it's just not something that's out there that's set in stone. So if there's new products or new situations that come up with tax consequences, et cetera, they do their best to tell you what's going on with it.
And I think, as Jeff pointed out, you can get that through us at the OIC or all the different option exchanges as well.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, let's get back into the topic of early exercise. I think the way we wrapped up last week, we started to talk about random assignment. Marty, you want to, take us into, a scenario or two about, early assignment?
Absolutely. And I think last week we were talking about call options that might be assigned early by investors that own the options. All individual stocks, all ETFs are American-style options. They can be exercised early at any point in time for any reason. We didn't really cover the early exercise of puts, and maybe that's something we should go over.
Good idea.
Okay. The idea with exercising a put is this, and this is a very simple way to understand it. If I own a put and it's in the money, and let's say XYZ is trading at $50 per share, and I own the 60 strike price put, I have the right to deliver that stock and collect $60 per share at any time. Now, let's just say that expiration is 3 weeks from today. Well, would I rather collect my $60, and that's times 100 shares, so it's worth $6,000. Would I rather collect my $6,000 in 3 weeks, or would I rather collect my $6,000 today?
What's the answer to that?
I'd rather collect it today.
Oh.
All right, because the cost of money and interest rates aren't very high as we're taping this podcast, but certainly that's a consideration. I'd rather have the $6,000 cash.
Take that money and maybe, put it into another investment.
Absolutely.
Or, right.
You're freeing it up because right now it's being tied up by the option you own and perhaps the stock you own against it.
Right.
The other idea there is that I might not exercise the put early if there's a dividend coming up.
Why is that?
Well, so let's just take a look at next Tuesday.
All right.
The stock's going to pay a 25-cent dividend. If I exercise the put today, I'm delivering the stock, I'm collecting $6,000, and that's wonderful. But if I wait until next Wednesday, the day after the ex-dividend date, and I own the put and I own the stock, now I capture the dividend of 25 cents. Now I will exercise the stock. You get the stock if you are assigned. I get cash, but I also get the dividend. So the dividend, knowing when the stock goes ex-dividend, is critical. Last week, We covered owning calls, and it's an important consideration. This week, we're talking about owning a put, and it's important consideration. Or if you are short the put, this might be a time where you might want to say, I don't necessarily want to be a shareholder. Maybe this is time to close the position.
When you're short the put, you have no control.
You have no control of whether or when you get assigned.
Right. Okay. Well, we did touch upon this last week a little bit, the whole idea of dividends. And again, I think you laid it out crystal clear how important it is as an owner of stock and, you know, with an option position to know when a stock is going to pay a dividend.
And you know what? I've got a story on that. When I was a floor trader at one of the exchanges in Chicago, I had a pretty large position with long calls and short stock. And I was leaving this is kind of a windy story, Joe. You cut me off if I'm going too long. But the whole point was that I was going to meet some college friends, and they had a boat in the Atlantic, and we were going to day sail for, you know, a week in the Atlantic.
Oh, that sounds tough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was beautiful. And but I own these call options, and the stock was going ex-dividend the middle of the following week. And I didn't know exactly where I was going to be and could I exercise the option. So I handed it off to a clerk that several of us shared, and he said, I will exercise these options for you Tuesday night. And I took a look, and in his shirt pocket were tickets to the Cubs game for Tuesday in the afternoon. And I thought, you know what? This stupid kid is going to forget to exercise these call options and cost me thousands of dollars.
There was probably a pretty high delta to that.
There was probably a high percentage. You are correct. So I said, you know what? Hold on just a second. And I took back the exercise notice from the clerk, and I exercised the options 3 or 4 days early. And I'm sure there are some people that were saying, why would someone ever exercise that option early? Maybe next Tuesday to capture the dividend, but why would they do it the previous week?
Because they had tickets to the Cubs game.
And the reason is because. That's why I did it.
Right.
I just thought that was a wise thing to do, so I exercised that option even a few days earlier than the ex-dividend.
It really, you know, it speaks to the randomness of being assigned. And Jeff, you know, you probably get a number of calls, people saying, why the heck did I get assigned today? Can you talk about that a bit?
You know, we do receive quite a few phone calls, people trying to understand why it was them singled out to be assigned. And we try to, hey, you were assigned, it's random.
Do you tell them it's personal?
Well, it's definitely not personal. It's definitely not personal. We explain the OCC's random assignment process, where once again, we liken the assignment to a roulette wheel, and your name is on the wheel or your position, and you just happen to be the unlucky one or perhaps lucky one who was assigned. And I should state that the OCC, we assign our members, and our members in turn assign their customers. The customers are probably your brokerage firm who assigns you. And their process might be random, or their process might also be a first in, first out. So it's something you'll definitely want to investigate prior to trading options.
Well, you know, it brings up, you know, the benefit side of being exercised early. Marty, I mean, it's not really necessarily a bad thing, and oftentimes it's a good thing to be exercised early.
It can be a good thing. And one other thing to follow up on Jeff's comment, that the majority of options do not get exercised early. You know, it's a very small percentage, but it certainly can happen, and it's something to be very aware of.
Right.
One of the ideas with being assigned early, there was a very popular strategy. Both of you two are too young to remember it. From years ago, it was known as buy low, sell high. You may have heard about this in your travels, Joe.
No, you're right. I never heard of it.
Okay. But the idea there is that if I own a stock, it's XYZ trading at $42, and I sell the 45 strike price call and collect money by selling that call option, you know what? Being assigned might be a good event, because that might actually be the target price. I wouldn't mind letting go of those shares and collecting cash. So being assigned is not necessarily bad. Same thing with a put. If I sell a put option and I am assigned, that might be the level at which I would like to control and own those shares. So being assigned is not necessarily a bad event.
And Jeff, I'm going to go back to you with your experience. You know, days of the week, you know, are some more important than others? Is there anything to that?
You know, assignment is, or exercise, I guess, for that matter, it's really an event-driven, I don't know what you'd call it. It's event-driven. People exercise early because they want to capture a dividend, or they exercise their puts because they want to get out of a particular stock position. So it really, it doesn't matter what day of the week. You know, we had a stock that had gone ex-dividend last week, and I just, you know, I working at OCC, I have access to reports, And sometimes I'm just a bit curious to see how many people are actually exercising options, kind of a sick curiosity, but it's still something I'm curious about.
Right.
And a particular position, there were 288,000 open contracts. Of that 288,000, 287,000 were exercised. So that means that you, if you were short that position, there's a pretty good chance you were going to be assigned.
And that would probably, Jeff, be dividend related, I would think.
It definitely was.
Okay.
Now, you know, Jeff, again, back to you. If an investor calls and says they want to be assigned early, how do you respond to a call like that?
Oh, you can't. You know, it's not a, it's random.
Okay. And I guess that gets back to the fact that they have no control.
No.
Okay. Good. Marty, anything, you know, you want to add to the whole idea of this early exercise? Any good stories?
No, I think that's pretty much it. The early exercise, if you're a seller, it's random. It could happen at any time for any reason. But I think it's important to at least be aware of the dividend. Does the stock you are trading options on pay a dividend? And if it does, when is the ex-dividend date? And that could be pretty critical whether you own the option or you have sold the option.
Okay. Well, I think there's one more area I'd like to talk about. You know, if an investor has a spread on and they get, you know, assigned early, what happens, you know, to the other side of that spread? Who wants to take a shot at that? Marty?
I'll take that. And that's not necessarily a bad event, because if you own a call option, I'm referring to a stock or an ETF, if you own a call and you have sold a call, you're fine. You're spread, aren't you? But if you are assigned on the short call, your new position is long call option, short stock. So you're still covered. You still have a two-sided position on, and the break-even points change a little bit, but you're still covered. So I don't think it's anything to be concerned about. The one concern you might want to have is talking to your broker and letting them know what you want this position to look like if you are assigned early, so that you're on the same page as your broker and they're not making an assumption that you don't know what you're doing or whatever.
One more thing, I think. You mentioned, you know, the broker. Briefly, let's, you know, just talk about, you know, how does the investor find out that they've been assigned? You know, how important is the broker relationship there?
That's up to the brokerage firm as to how they notify the individual investor. Some brokers will send an email, some brokers will call, all right? But it's important that you know how the broker will let you know.
Right.
And this is the old know your broker and let your broker know you.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming back, you know, to wrap up the early exercise podcast. Marty, thank you. And Jeff,
thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure our listeners got a lot out of the conversations the last couple weeks. If you have any more questions about early exercise or any options-related questions, call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS or log on to our website at www.optionseducation.org. Again, there are a lot of resources and tools on our site that will help you better understand options, no matter your level. We would love to hear your feedback on the show, so email me at options@theocc.com. I hope you will join us next time as well. Thanks for listening today. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.